This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And here's what we have on tap for this hour. We'll touch on food costs. Apparently, there's an LGBTQ workouting for the Secret Service. That's going well. More on the illegal stuff, China doing something I want to do, all that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So you remember, obviously, the assassination on Donald Trump's life and how awful that was, and the failures, if we're being really nice, the failures of the Secret Service have been talked about extensively that day. But remember what we talked about in the wake of that assassination attempt. Once you have a system that's turned into a criminal system, the way ours has, once organizations turn criminal, turn corrupt, then the stated purpose of the organization is no longer its actual purpose. You and I get angry when Trump almost gets his head blown off because we think the Secret Service's job is to protect the Secret is to protect the people, presidents, former presidents. That's how we look at the Secret Service. That's not how the Secret Service sees themselves at all. Because it's a criminal organization, the Secret Service sees itself as its top job is protecting the Secret Service. That's why in the wake of it, their director, she stepped up, denied all wrongdoing, and then resigned so she couldn't be charged. Just that's it. I didn't do it. I don't know. I didn't do it. We're all innocent. Up, and I quit. Gone. The FBI. You think the FBI's job is to solve crimes. The FBI thinks the FBI's job is to protect the FBI. But it comes back to this story. Chris just printed this one out for me from Not the Bee. The Secret Service Diversity Office sent a memo out about an all-expenses-paid LGBT retreat at Disney World. That's right. In the wake of almost losing Donald Trump, due to Secret Service failure, there's not an all-hands-on-deck meeting where they're discussing who's getting fired. We're only going to keep so many people. The rest of you have to be gone. There's not new training. There's not Christmas is canceled this year. Nope. Instead, we had that all-hands-on-deck meeting, the one I told you about, where the acting director said that we have to guard each other because everyone's being mean to us right now. And now, if you're gay enough, you can take an all-expenses-paid trip to Disney World, courtesy of the taxpayer. You are sitting there. I'm sitting here thinking, well, I'm sure they're doing some reforms. Surely, heads are rolling. You said anything like that? Heads better roll for this. Oh, no. Heads aren't rolling. They're going to do a big old rainbow parade right through the middle of Disney
World. Why are you gay?
On your dime. On your dime. Let's do some emails. Jesse, you have a nipple piercing to go with a shaved head. For what? I don't have a nipple piercing. There was an injury where I have a splinter in it. Okay, if you want to hear that story, you have to go download a podcast of the show. It's Tuesday's show. I said it in the first hour. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. What, Chris? It was not pierced, Chris. It was injured. Being injured and pierced. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, the guy says, you have a nipple piercing to go with a shaved head. All you need is a sleeve tattoo and a latte, and you'll be ready to write another book. I don't like you guys. Hey, Jesse, I love your show. I caught it on Monday. I had to tell you, your hour on Actium was great. Really enjoyed it. Such a surprise. It was more like 2 hours on Actium. Again, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you're a history fan, Monday's show was for you. Go download it. Enjoy it. Jesse, big fan of the show. Catch it whenever I can. Unfortunately, it's not enough. You're one of my favorite voices. One of the things that drives me the most crazy about all conservative talking heads on the radio is they don't talk enough about the biggest problem we really have, which is our mainstream media industry that works exclusively for the corrupt communist left that has laid America to ruins. What chance do we really have? When you know the majority of the country tunes into their favorite news channels like Blind Lemmings every night. Well, there is such a thing, though, as trust and credibility. And having a media that works exclusively on behalf of communism at all times, yeah, it's been terribly damaging for the country. It continues to damage, and it has damaged. It's really, 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 really bad to have the people who bring you the news hate your guts. In general, that's not an ideal place to be for a country. Yes, that's bad. But listenership, viewership of these far-left channels, including the ABCs, NBCs, CBSs of the world, it is going down. And trust in these organizations is also going down. It was, I want to say last week, I forget, but they did. Someone did a poll on public trust in the media. Public trust in the media. And the poll was wonderful and terrible at the same time. And I'm going to make these numbers up, but I'm real, real close. If you're on the right, if you're a registered Republican, I think the number was 16 or 17% of Republicans trust the media. That's shockingly low. So Republicans, if you're a registered Republican, you know by now these people are lying about everything and they're against you. Okay, so that's good. Let's set that aside. That's you. That's you. We'll set you aside. Independents, also extremely low trust in the media. That's a good thing. People are trusting it less. They understand what they're hearing, what they're seeing is lies. That is a good thing. These are good things that are happening. Now, I said it was good and bad, and here's the reason why. In that exact same poll, Democrats have a staggering, I think it was 73% trust in the American media. How many times have I told you your liberal Aunt Peggy, the average American Democrat, they're insane? And I don't mean that to be insulting. They live in a world entirely of fiction, of make-believe. They believe without hesitation, without question, a bunch of things that aren't real at all. Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes Donald Trump called Nazis very fine people. She does. She believes that. That's not true. She's insane. But she believes that. Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian collusion. She believes it. She does. She believes that Trump told people to inject bleach during COVID. She believes it. I don't know how we put Humpty Dumpty back together again like that. And I should say that that's the reason Dome is running the campaign they're running, where she's not doing interviews, she's not putting out policy positions. They're just banking on the campaign commercials and the American media carrying her to victory. That campaign they're running is very, very effective on Democrats. If you're an American Democrat, you can be convinced of anything. American Democrats are out there right now excited to vote for Kamala Harris because they are excited for change. How much audio have I played for you of them said, well, it's time for a change. We need a change. Harris is in power now. And American Democrats are so brainwashed, so lost, so gone. They will go in and they're going to vote for Dome on November 6th. And they're going to vote for Dome because they think she's a change.
Good. Do you mind answering this quick question? Why you came? What you like about Harris' platform?
Just very excited about moving forward and all the energy and excitement that's around this movement right now. So that's why I'm here, because it's time for change and it seems like it's happening.
It's time for change. Hey, Ben Stiller, why are you excited about the woman who's currently vice president? Well, it's time for change. Jeez, these people live in a world that isn't real. So look, there's good and bad to this. It's really, 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 really bad that the average American Democrat lives in a world that isn't real, because we do have to share a country with these filthy communists. That's bad. But the good news is everyone who isn't a Democrat, they know. They're slowly but surely waking up to the fact the sky really isn't green and the media is lying to them about everything. All right. Let's talk about the Biden administration and this whole illegals voting. Before we do that, let's talk about your pain. The pain that makes you do this. You ever done this? You ever wake up in the morning and dreaded getting out of bed a little bit because of pain? It was a good night's sleep. But, oh, I know this knee's going to bother me when I get up. You ever done that? Oh, man. I got to get up. And I know my back's going to make me do the thing. You ever have a back make you do that? I've had that happen before. Have you tried Relief Factor yet? You know, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to dread that first time your feet hit the ground every single day because of the pain that shoots up your body. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. You can fight pain naturally. You can use your body's natural response to pain and give your body the help it needs. You take Relief Factor every day and you try it for 3 weeks. It probably won't take 3 weeks, but you try it for 3 weeks. Tell me if that pain's still there. Call 1-800, the number 4, Relief, or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Do not wait until tomorrow. The questions are starting to pile up. Get them emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So remember when Chuck Schumer said this? I played it earlier.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them. Because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Notice how he doesn't even know. And that might be the most amazing part of that soundbite. It's not just that he wants to hand out citizenship like it's worth nothing. It's that he doesn't even know. That's the Senate Majority Leader. He doesn't even know how many are here. But what he does know is they serve his purposes.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
This one's from the Federalist. Biden administration dismisses non-citizen voting as already illegal. See, the House Republicans are trying to attach the SAVE Act to this funding bill. They'll fail. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but they'll wuss out in the end. Trust me on that. They're Republicans. But for right now, they're acting like they're going to try to attach it to the budget. In Arizona, all 15 counties are being sued by America First Legal. You know why they're being sued? Because they've failed to remove illegal aliens from the voter rolls. All 15 counties. Did you think they opened up the border on purpose just so the strawberries could get picked? They opened up the border on purpose because every part of illegal immigration helps the communist cause. Every single part of it. Whether you're registering them to vote, whether they're just raping and murdering, causing chaos, that always helps communism. Remember, chaos, angst, fear. This is the fertile soil where communism grows. When people are happy and content, they never, ever, ever turn to the communists. But if the communists can make things bad enough, then they will. Remember Lenin's line during the revolution? The worse, the better. Every part of illegal immigration aids the communist cause. And I'd be remiss if I didn't once again remind you that Red State Oklahoma, their Senator James Lankford, did everything he could to help them bring illegals into the country. and he provided them cover for their open borders policies. Red state Oklahoma. How about maybe a primary next time, huh? Let's do some emails. Oh, great balding author. It is my unhumble opinion that we singles need an anti-communist meet and greet. Find someone who wants to settle down and make babies is next to finding someone who wants to settle down and make babies with is next to impossible. We humbly request that you put together a 4-day, 3-night Florida resort getaway somewhere around the first of the year. You keep emailing me like this show is for matchmaking and asking me to put together an app or a meet and greet for all of the dimes out there looking for a dude who can't find one and all the dudes out there looking for a dime and they can't find one. And I am so invested in finding this and making this happen for you that I have considered it because I want you to have a family. I want you to have all this stuff. You know, you want to know why I haven't and why I'm not going to? And I know this sounds terrible, but it's true. The liability of it. If you know how you have any idea how much hate mail and death threats and things like that. I got this one from some loser last night. Let me see if I can pull this up. The guy, I won't be able to find it right now. The dude, someone had dug it up. Someone on the staff had dug it up. I didn't realize because I don't check a lot of my messages. He's sent me like 40 messages trying to fight me. He wants to fight me. You don't have the guts to meet face to face. These losers. You know how many people hate listen? What if some dirty commie goes undercover on the app and hurts one of our dimes? There's some lovely dimes who listen to the show, want to find a man, get married, make some babies. What if some dirty commie cons are into it? What the liability of linking people up is not something I'm going to do. And we're also not going to do some hedonistic Florida resort getaway for a bunch of singles like this is libertine France or something like that. Go take her out to Red Lobster like you're supposed to and treat her right. Chris, I'm so excited about Red Lobster coming back from bankruptcy. But you know the thing is, the reason I never dwelled too much on it is I never had a doubt. You can't keep greatness down. You can't. Greatness finds a way to break through. No matter how many chains you put on Samson, he will find a way to break those chains in the end. That's what Red Lobster is like. Samson breaking the chains, defeating the Philistines in the end because he's too powerful. That's what Red Lobster is. Too great, too delicious, too powerful. I might take the wife to Red Lobster tonight just to celebrate. We might go in there. What, Chris? We might go in there with party hats on, celebrate. And the employees, we may get some pushback, but it's going to be worth it. I wonder if my Patriot Supply has a Cheddar Bay biscuit in there. And they might, because you know how they have the emergency 3-month food kits? Well, now they have a mega emergency 3-month food kit. The 3-month food kits are 2,000 calories a day. The mega ones are 2,500 a day. That extra 500 calories could be Cheddar Bay biscuits. I don't know. Look, we'll reach out and find out. I don't know. I know they have old-fashioned Italian spaghetti and chicken-flavored rice and cheesy broccoli soup, which sounds gross, but I'm sure it's got a lot of calories in it. I don't know if they have Cheddar Bay biscuits, though. I do know that Mega Emergency 3-month food kits are $300 off right now. And being as how, well, costs of food hits record high under the Biden-Harris government, that's a headline from today, it'd be a really good time to get an emergency food kit like now. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get a mega 3-month emergency food kit, $300 off. Are there going to be Cheddar Bay biscuits in there? Probably not, but there might be. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's a song about dating a feminist. Remember, If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. Also, remember, don't trust the DOJ ever. Don't trust the FBI ever. They're running an op. It's all coordinated. It's all designed so they can say stuff like this.
The thing that is so, well, obvious about this, not surprising, is we've all seen it for several years. Mm-hmm. There are people who are deliberately, or knowingly, or unknowingly promoting Russian propaganda. Propaganda that comes straight from the Kremlin.
Yeah. Also, Dome is in trouble next week.
You are civic leaders. You are community leaders. You are mentors. You hire locally. You believe in the community, and you're part of the glue of the fabric that holds communities together.
The glue of the fabric. Again, the supercut, Tom Elliott's supercut. I might let the whole thing play. It's I think it's a minute and a half. I might let the whole thing play. It murders me. Can I get a witness? When she drops that, that's when I lost it. I completely lost it when she dropped
Without
it.
Without voter suppression, Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia.
Interesting how they question elections.
Andrew Gillum is the governor of Florida.
I'm going to get into some business now. Okay. You all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
He does not walk it like he talks it.
When we get this done together, my friend.
Well, I see people testifying. Can I get a witness?
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Best rapper alive, Tupac.
Hey, Chris. I'm sorry. I'll go back. I'll let her play. I know you just changed it. I'm going to need another change on the what, Chris? I need another change. I decided keep it popping has to change to can I get a witness? Come on. You know it's a good one. You know it's a good one. See, Chris is even with me on this. He's with me. It has to be. I'm going to abuse the daylights out of that one.
Are you kidding me? I'm totally... part of that whole listening generation of music.
We campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan. We're expected to defend the plan.
Oh, the possibilities are immense. Whatever you want to do, you can do. I eat no for breakfast.
Young men of color, black men, it's not just a barbershop.
You know Kamala Harris is Indian, right?
We got these brothers out there. This one brother who's doing a lot of work on space.
You are, yeah.
I'm sorry, I gotta stop it. Oh, also, Chris, I forgot which one I had you add. There's one on the soundboard here labeled Truth, and I'm so excited. I feel like it's Christmas morning. I forget what it is. No, tell me. Don't tell me. All right, are you ready? Here it is.
I think our reverence for the truth might might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
I'm glad that one's on there, but that's not near as funny as I thought it was going to be. This one may never
be. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Hey, Jesse, please mention this on your show. Like every single day, she says, we live in the 9th largest county in Florida, rural, totally red. But we just had a primary this week and only 36% of registered voters who were eligible to vote turned out to cast your vote. Please tell your listeners to get out and vote, even if their area is blood red. Please. I love your show. You're the best since Rush. Oh, man. I am very frustrated with this. And I'm frustrated that it's taking so long to get people woken up. Show up and vote. Show up and vote. Your vote is the only political power you have. Use it, even if you're in a red area. You know, I was talking to a lady today. Her name is, get this, her name is Lindsey Graham. She's the good one. She's the good one. Not the senator. Not Lindsey Graham. No, she's much more masculine than him, even though she's lovely. Don't get me wrong. But either way, Lindsey Graham's her name. And she owned a hair salon. She's a mom. She owned a hair salon in Oregon. Not a political person at all. Tried to open her salon during the COVID tyranny. Of course, the savages made her life miserable. Ends up packing up. She leaves.
she heads to Arizona. Now, that's a good thing. That's something I've encouraged you to do. But what's the second part of that? What else would I say? Do I say leave a blue area for a red area? And did I say stop there? No. I say move and become an activist. She left being a non-political person. She left Oregon and moved to Arizona. And she's chosen to get involved in political activism. And she's killing it down there in her community. And I asked her point blank today. I said, hey, has it been rewarding? Has it been awful? What's it been like? We're talking a two-year transition here from someone who, I don't really care about politics, to she's showing up at city council meetings now, school board meetings now. Has it been rewarding? And she said, it's been amazing, purposeful, rewarding. It's not enough to just vote even. Get involved in your community. As far as the voting goes, drag friends, family members, and neighbors along with you. I'll tell you right now, let me check the date. I don't want to speak out of turn. Yep, next Wednesday. Next Wednesday night, when I get off work, I'm going to somebody's home in my community because there are four people running to flip the school board in my town. Four people. And all four of them, they're normal people who've had enough of wretched filth in schools, of the anti-white crap, of the tranny crap, of the anti-America stuff. And they had enough, and they're getting involved. And I promise you, next Wednesday, when I get off work, not that I have a hard job, right? I talk on the radio. When I get off work, I am not going to feel like going to a freaking house party. I'm sure there'll be 10 of us there to hear some speeches in a living room from awkward school board parents. I don't want to. I'm going because I feel like I have to. It's my community, my town, my school district. I feel obligated to do it, and so I'm doing it. You do it too. You can do it. And you can bring a friend. The problem for you is this. The problem for me is this. We are the active ones. You and me, we're active. We have to be the leaders in our friend circle. We have to be the leaders in our family circle. And everyone approaches this a different way. I'll tell you right now, I know you're going to be shocked, but I'm a jerk about it with my friends now. I try to be nice about it. I try to be cool about it, trying to get them out to vote in local elections. Hey, guys, ha, 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 that's a funny football joke. Just a heads up, the election's tomorrow. And I've lamented to you before how they just ignore it. I'm not nice about it at all. I'll just abuse people now. I'm not saying you have to do that. I approach my friends a different way. But I'll just tell them, hey, Mark, you vote? You're voting today, right? I'm not really sure. Yeah, it's only your community. Why bother with it? I'm sure you got more important things going on. What are you going to do, Mark? You got too many beers to drink? You can't go down and vote? You can go vote. Go vote. Oh, I will, Chris. You know it. Chris is laughing because he knows I'm telling the truth. I will. I'll abuse you now. But you do it your own way. You know how to deal with your own friends, your own family members. But you actually have more of a burden than normal people do because you're the informed. You're the involved. You have to lead. And this does not just apply to men or women, kids, you too, even if you can't vote yet. You're listening right now. You're learning. I don't care if you're 5 years old, you're learning. You are going to have to be a leader as you get older amongst your friends. You, not the person next to you, you are going to have to lead. We have to lead. Right? If you're not ready for that, get some chalk. Chalk will get you ready. I'm ready. Now, I've been on a male vitality stack for probably 3 years now. So when I say I'm ready, I mean I'm really, 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 really ready. Maybe that's why I've ended up getting so aggressive with my friends. Either way, fellas, you need testosterone. It's for more than just making babies with your wife. Testosterone is for your mind. Your mind and your energy levels need it. They are craving it. Go get a Male Vitality Stack subscription. And ladies, you are not left out and forgotten. Go get a female Vitality Stack subscription. Natural herbal supplements will change your life for the better. Give it 90 days. If you feel like you're going to feel like I think you're going to feel, keep going. You don't, cancel it. Never think about it again. It works. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Yeah, I'll, one more word along those lines. I mentioned it earlier in the show about moving from a blue state to a red state, and then I touched on this story. But Honolulu, police chief of Honolulu was happy to announce, this is from Red State if you want to go read about it, was happy to announce that it didn't matter if you have a license to carry a gun and you're defending yourself and are in fact stopping a mass shooting on your own property, you'll be arrested for murder. A few days ago, the following happened. Three people were killed and two injured in a shooting at a home stemming from a dispute between neighbors on Saturday night in Waianae in the West Oahu community. The shooter was also fatally shot by a resident who was arrested on a second-degree murder charge. Quote, in Hawaii, we are a non-stand-your-ground state. Even if you have a license to carry, even if you're an individual that discharges a firearm that is involved in injuring another person, you're going to be arrested. That's the direct quote. Something to consider if you're stuck in an area where you're not allowed to defend yourself. Something I'm considering is being an explorer. Because I saw this news today about the headline is a Chinese icebreaker mission to the Arctic is a clear signal of Beijing's polar ambitions. One, you think you've done brave things in your life? Imagine going to the Arctic on Chinese-made stuff. Man, that would suck. Those guys, I'm not totally sure they're going to be coming back. So best of luck, bud. We're never going to see you again. That's one. But I really want to be an explorer. I've been thinking about this for a long time. What do you mean? What, Chris? Where would you go? Anywhere. You don't have to go somewhere special. One, you can lie about wherever you go. And yeah, there's nothing you can't accomplish, Chris, if you're not willing to lie about it. But I think specifically the Arctic and the polar ice caps. Yes, no, I know it's cold. I understand it's cold, Chris. They have all kinds of long johns and stuff like that now where you can stay extra warm. That's one. Two, do you have any idea how ruggedly manly I would look if I was in, I would get a bear cloak. Remember the bear cloak that I've always wanted? And then I would have, no goggles. I would have like the bear cloak with the bear head over the head to keep my head warm. And my eyebrows and my beard would be crusted with ice. And it would be the new logo for the show. And how sweet would that look? How are you not supporting? I know we need to go to the Arctic. And I don't care whether it's, I'll go North Pole. I'll go South Pole. I don't care where it is. I'll go explore. And I'll always walk around with one of the ice pick things. And everyone looks like a man when you have the ice pick things on there. Yeah, absolutely. In snowshoes. I can do this. I can absolutely do this. I'm telling you, this would be great for the show. We can do this after we do the World War II tour. We are going to need some time off. So just a heads up, corporate, we're going to need a year or so as we get. Well, Chris, we have to train and get ready. Are you coming? I feel like you should come along. No, I know that you don't like it when it gets cold. We're going to have to budget for this, pal. And that's where you're going to come in, right? We're going to need to save. We have to save money. Jesse, we know price controls on food are a very bad idea. Will voters who are against Trump but know how economy works change their vote knowing Kamala will turn the country into Venezuela? Well, that's a question, isn't it? How do you vote? Why do you vote? What determines your vote? You vote logically. You think about things logically. You vote or don't vote logically. I've played, how many Man on the Street segments have we played for you of dome voters who can't explain at all why they want to vote for Dome. She's the first woman. It's time for a change. She's going to get it's all just platitudes. And we did a show on this last week. Reality for some people, it's different than your reality. It's different than the reality, I should say. There's reality, and then there's an alternate reality where you think things, where you've been so dumbed down and programmed that you think things like Kamala Harris's sex, you think that matters. You think the fact that she's a woman is somehow important to the job. That's crazy to you. That's crazy to me. But there are millions of Americans who've been dumbed down and programmed in our education system. It's not crazy to them. What is crazy is not emailing in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Get those emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
He did not complete the degree program. Tim Walz repeatedly claimed he was nearly finished with the doctorate years after he disappeared from the university. This guy's entire life is a fabrication. It is wild. It's a man alive. Kamala Harris says she supported increased drilling as VP. Her administrations, I don't know why I can't talk, their own data shows leasing is at record lows. Again, just the truth isn't in them. This is the actual FBI director's official response to foreign adversaries meddling in America democracy. He said, what did he say to him? Don't, or something along those lines. It was pathetic. Don't do. Oh, yeah. Just don't. What's his statement? That's the director of the FBI. Oh, my gosh. We are in so much freaking trouble. House panel subpoenas Governor Walz in investigation of massive pandemic fraud scheme in Minnesota. I almost forgot Tim Walz took a bunch of pandemic money and handed it out to friends and family and pretended like it was for the public health, of course. Trump really shot? Question mark. Amazon's Alexa's answer was so off. Amazon responded. Kind of makes you think about all those history books that you've been reading your whole life, doesn't it? You watch them all alter reality now, change what is real now, hide the truth now. What does that tell you about history and what we know? Does make things interesting, doesn't it? Barack Obama's brother, why can't I talk? His brother Malik endorses Trump 2024. Yeah, Obama and his brother have never really gotten along. I will be back tomorrow to wrap up the week with an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.